Good evening, welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy, and it's my privilege to serve as pastor in the village. You should all have a copy of Vespers 86. It looks like this. If you didn't pick one up, they're outside on the table. Holden has had Vespers since the beginning, and so people who have come here have written Vesper services. This is the most familiar and the first that was written, I think, and by Marty Haugen when he was on sabbatical here in 1986. Some of you may know it in your own congregations and your own towns as Holden Evening Prayer. And a couple words about the service. We'll stand at the beginning of the service and through the evening hymn, Joyous Light of Heavenly Glory, and after the blessing there, we'll sit before the psalm. When you come to the psalm, which is on page 4, it's in a canon. There are two parts, and our singers tonight have asked that we split the parts this way, that everyone who has a biblical name will follow John. And everyone whose name is not in the Bible will follow Anna, whose name is in the Bible, but we're not going there. So is anyone unclear whether or not their name is in the Bible? If you are, speak up and I'll let you know. I think it may be, Sybil.
It is.
I think it is. It is, yeah. Anybody else? Speak up. Okay, and then we'll stand again when we come to the Magnificat, which is the gospel canticle for the evening. When we begin to sing, we'll stand and then be seated again for the prayers. Also, at the end of the service, when we come to the benediction, may God, Creator, bless us and keep us. We all sing that together. Please stand as you are able.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your peace.
Thank you.
prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
Reading from the book of Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Reading by Anne Frank. And in the evening, when I lie in bed and end my prayers with the words, "I thank you, God, for all that is good and dear and beautiful," I am filled with joy. Then I think about the good of going into hiding, of my health, and with my whole being, of the dearness of Peter, of that which is still embryonic and impressionable, and which we neither of us dare to name or touch, of that which will come sometime, love, the future, happiness, and of the beauty which exists in the world, nature, beauty and all that is exquisite and fine. I don't think then of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains. This is one of the things that Mummy and I are so entirely different about. Her counsel when one feels melancholy is, "Think of all the misery in the world and be thankful that you are not sharing in it." My advice is, go outside, to the fields, enjoy nature and the sunshine. Go out and try to recapture happiness in yourself and in God. Think of all the beauty that is still left in and around you, and be happy. I don't see how Mommy's idea can be right, because then how are you supposed to behave if you go through the misery yourself? Then you are lost. On the contrary, I've found that there is always some beauty left in nature, sunshine, freedom in yourself. These can all help you. Look at these things, then find yourself again, and in God, and then you will regain your balance. And whoever is happy will make others happy too. He who has courage and faith will never perish in misery.
Light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness is not overcome.
So highly favored, for God.
ground of all goodness and life. Give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father,
bless us.